I'm going to talk about discourse analysis. Staub's definition of discourse analysis is varied and contentious. He defines three key elements in order to define discourse analysis. The first of these three elements is that in discourse analysis, we have to take into account authentic language and not invented. The second element he describes is that a discourse analysis is a unit of language above the level of the sentence, which means that it's not just sentences. The third key element that he described is that to study discourse analysis, we need to study language in context and not a set of linguistic tokens with meaning, like invented grammatical expressions out of context. Bax accepted three of his elements and identified three further areas of study, and he says that the element number one, that is to say that in discourse analysis we use authentic language, is uncontroversial. This file of discourse analysis can, in summary, be seen in terms of six defining features. The first one are related with data. The data, in order to study discourse analysis, have to be authentic, and it can be from any size, written or spoken. Then Bax said that it is essential that the texts that form its subject matter be analyzed in the following terms. Texts are to be studied in terms of context in which they are found. Then context are to be studied in terms of not in isolation, but with relation with other texts. Then texts are to be studied in terms of reference to the ideologies and viewpoints which underpin them. And then the last key element that Bax adds to Staub's definition is that texts are to be studied with reference to their social political implications and consequences.